Hey there, a big welcome to your Path to Career Success, the podcast that's your compass in navigating the winding roads of your professional journey. I'm Catherine Hall, your guide, or as I like to call myself, the Career Owl. Today I'm delving into a topic that's relevant to many of us in the workplace, imposter syndrome. In this episode, we'll examine what imposter syndrome is, why it happens, and most importantly, its profound impact on careers, and how you can effectively manage and overcome it in your workplace. To kick things off, let's clarify what imposter syndrome really is. Imposter syndrome is a pervasive feeling of self-doubt and inadequacy that affects countless individuals regardless of their achievements or qualification. It's that nagging feeling that you don't deserve your success, that you're merely faking it at work, and sooner or later you'll be found out. This self-doubt can lead to anxiety, stress, and even hinder your professional growth. Now that we know what imposter syndrome is, let's talk about how to identify it in ourselves. Imposter syndrome comes in various forms, each with its unique challenges. Let's explore the five types that many individuals encounter. Number one, the perfectionist. These individuals set high standards, and if they fall short, doubts about their abilities creep in, impacting their confidence. Number two, the superhuman. Despite accomplishments, they feel inferior to colleagues and constantly seek validation, often overworking themselves. Number three, the natural genius. They believe they should just be able to excel and feel ashamed if learning takes time or effort. Number four, the soloist. Reluctant to seek help, fearing it shows weakness. They'd rather struggle alone than risk exposing any shortcomings. And number five, the expert. Even with vast knowledge and skills, they fear being exposed as inexperienced or unintelligent, forever chasing more knowledge. Which one do you feel you resonate with? You can be more than one. For me, when I was in employment, number two resonated with me. Now I own my own business. I probably sit somewhere between number one and number four. Albeit I am getting better through surrounding myself with trusted people I can chat things through with, such as my accountability buddy, my business coach, and the great team from the British Association of CV Writers. Now, recognising these types is crucial because imposter syndrome often stems from perfectionism, fear of failure, or the pressure to meet unrealistic standards, and that persistent fear of being exposed as a fraud despite evidence of success. It can also be exacerbated by societal expectations, imposter experiences early in life, or workplace culture. Individuals with imposter syndrome often compare themselves to others and are overly critical of their own work. Recognising these causes is the first step to addressing imposter syndrome. This feeling of inadequacy can significantly affect one's career. It might manifest as a hesitancy to pursue promotions, reluctance to take on challenging tasks, or persistent anxiety about not meeting expectations. Recognising imposter syndrome is an important first step, but the real question is, how can you overcome it, and what strategies can you use to manage these feelings in a workplace setting? Fortunately, there are effective ways to manage imposter syndrome. Acknowledge your achievements. Keeping a record of your successes goes beyond merely listing accomplishments. Create a detailed portfolio or journal where you document your achievements, big or small. Include any feedback that you have, accolades or commendations that you received. When self-doubt arises, revisit this record. Reflect on the challenges you've overcome and the value you contributed. This exercise reinforces your capabilities, serving as a tangible reminder of your competence and dispelling feelings of inadequacy. For me, I have a notice board in my office that I stick things onto, and it just is that reminder of where I've really helped a client. Normalise failure. Failure is an inevitable part of any journey, especially in career progression. Embracing failure as a stepping stone to growth reframes its significance. Instead of viewing mistakes as indicators of incompetence, recognise them as opportunities to learn and improve. Analyse what went wrong, extract lessons from the experience and apply them moving forward. This shift in perspective diminishes the fear associated with failure and reduces the weight of imposter syndrome's negative influence. Seek support and mentorship. Sharing feelings of imposter syndrome with trusted colleagues or mentors is a powerful step towards managing it. Engage in open conversations about your struggles. Colleagues who've experienced similar feelings can offer empathy and perspective. Mentors with their wealth of experience can provide guidance, reassurance, and valuable insights. Their encouragement and advice can help navigate through moments of self-doubt, reminding you of your strengths and achievements. And you never know that actually, when you do actually talk to colleagues about some of those struggles that you're having, you may find out that more people have gone through this feeling of imposter syndrome than you believe. Adjust your inner dialogue. Confronting negative thoughts requires a conscious effort to reframe your internal dialogue. When imposter syndrome creeps in, you know, that little gremlin on your shoulder, challenge these thoughts. Ask yourself for evidence supporting these negative beliefs. Often you'll find they're based on assumptions rather than facts. Replace these thoughts with positive affirmations grounded in reality. Remind yourself of past successes, skills acquired, and the unique value you bring to your work. Practicing self-compassion and acknowledging your efforts can gradually shift this internal dialogue. Continuous learning and development. Investing in your skills and knowledge is a potent antidote to imposter syndrome. Embrace learning as an ongoing process rather than a means to overcome perceived deficiencies. Seek out opportunities for professional development, whether through courses, workshops, or networking events. Each new skill acquired or nugget of knowledge gained reinforces your expertise, boosting confidence and competence. Embracing continuous learning not only enhances your capabilities, but also serves as a constant reminder of your dedication to growth. It's clear that a supportive work environment can play a significant role in helping individuals cope with imposter syndrome. So, what can organisations do to create a culture that combats these feelings? Organisations can promote open communication about imposter syndrome and encourage employees to share their experiences. Providing mentoring and coaching programmes, as well as recognising and rewarding achievements, can also boost employee self-esteem and confidence. And there you have it, the final chapter of today's episode. We covered what is imposter syndrome, how do you identify it in yourself, how you can overcome it, and what can organisations do to help you. Remember, imposter syndrome is common and can be a prevalent hurdle in your career journey, but it isn't insurmountable and it doesn't define your abilities or worth. By acknowledging its presence and actively employing strategies to counter it, individuals can regain confidence, embrace their achievements, and steer their careers towards success. It's crucial to be kind to yourself, seek support when needed, and keep pushing forward. Everyone has moments of self-doubt, but they shouldn't hold you back from achieving your goals. To you, my listeners, remember that you're not alone in dealing with imposter syndrome, and there are strategies to help you overcome it. The key is self-awareness, self-compassion, and creating a supportive work environment. I hope this episode has provided valuable insights and tools to navigate this common workplace challenge. A big thank you for tuning in to Your Path to Career Success, where your dreams and your career intertwine. If this episode lit a fire within you, hit that subscribe button, share the love with a review, and spread the wisdom with your friends and co-workers. Alternatively, follow me on LinkedIn, Catherine Hall, the Career Owl. Stay tuned for more golden nuggets to help you navigate the winding roads of your professional journey.